from Sweetest Friend. This shiur should be a special schus for Mori Rabbi Shlita. And of course, as always, these Sfasem Shiurim are given in the honor of my sweetest friend, Rabbi Jeremy Wernick Shlita, who is the inspiration behind these Shiurim. I thank him. I mean, he and his whole family should be blessed. We're starting now. This is the second shiur in Parshas Chayisara. We're in Tuf Reish Lamed Dalid. And we'll start with the first piece. The Medrash Yodei Hashem Yemeit Meimim. The Medrash says this on the Pasuk Vayu Chayei Sarah, that God knows the days of the complete, and their inheritance will be forever. And the Medrash says, just like their Tamim, so too their years are Tamim. So this parish is a key week to talk about the Cheshivas of time. At Tzadikim, they make the most of their years, as we find by both Avram and Sarah. Avram Avinu was Baba Yamim, he took advantage of all of his days. And Sarah Shnosam Tamimim, all of her years were Kulam Shavim Latova. Perish Yemei Tamimim Shem Yom Shesh Bem Shlemus. What does it mean Yemei Tamimim? These days have Shlemus, says his Vasemis. Ki ma shebara Hashem itbarach olam hazeh liyot mitchadesh b'chol yom v'shana hi l'tova. That God created this world to renew itself every day. And every year, that's for the good. There are always new lights. There's always new spirituality in the world. There are always new opportunities in the world. And on this we make the bracha. I'm sorry. On this we make the bracha of Mechadish b'chol yom ma'aseh bereishis. Every day there's a chiddush in ma'aseh bereishis. Every second there's a chiddush in ma'aseh bereishis. Every second there are new opportunities and never gets old. Shim haya bria misnag b'li shinoi misrach ha'gai deribu yazman. If the bria would just act b'teva and just go and keep going, then it would be misrachik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this accumulation. Thank you, Hashem, for putting that word in my mind. Through this accumulation, all the words in my mind, through this accumulation of time, Mishara Shachi is from the root of life. In other words, God is the root of life. Hashem creates the world. The further away we get from Hashem in time, the further away we get from Hashem. Because time is a physical creation, and that distances us from God. The more super above time we are, the more alzmani we are, the closer we are to Hashem. It's the idea of doing mitzvahs bezrizus. Because you're doing mitzvahs, like Rav Futner talks about in the first Maamar Pachat Yisus, doing mitzvahs in an eternal way, because there's a minimal amount of time. So memela, that's a godly way that gets you closest to Hashem. Every day there's this new chiyus, so you're not misrachik, you don't distance yourself from Hashem through this ribu yazman, because there is no ribu yazman, because every second Hashem is recreating the world, even though we don't see it, but that's what's happening. You can imagine what a world we have over here with what today we know in science. All these stars and galaxies and Milky Ways, unbelievable, just unbelievable. And every second it's all becoming, creating and being created anew. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also busy watching us, making brachos with kavana, we doing chesed, because that's what the whole world is for our acts of goodness and kindness and love and Torah and Yir Shemayim and Tefillah, etc. Chayin Tzor Chodim Lero Shiyolo HaKaponim Arachatz Chadosh B'chom. Every day you should try to have a new ha'ara. Every day there are new opportunities. Every yom, yom is light. Every day there's a new light. So at least once a day, something spiritually new. And this, every day you feel the chiddush of the bria. Ki kol yom nimshach achar espailus yom shemikodem. Ki lechsi mishemoa biyashan tishma b'chadosh. It says, mishemoa tishma. So chazal darshin, mishemoa biyashan. If you listen to what's old, tishma b'chadosh, then you're also going to hear the new. Because if you have a hispilus yesterday, then it's going to give you a chiddush today. Every day you have this new inspiration that's going to carry over to the next day. That's what it means. Shemoa b'yashin, if you listened yesterday, tishma b'chadosh, you're going to have this new light today. V'nei tzadikim misnakin u'cholim kol mashi u'cholim. V'alzen em barbayam tzadikim u'mitakin every day, whatever they can. And on this it says, Baba Yamim, he came with his days. Shalo yesh zman shalo yikach meno dover lo Hashem yisbarach. There's not a time where he doesn't take something for service of Hashem. V'zeh yodei Hashem yimei tumimim, God knows the days of the complete. Shebuchol sha'a mesik asaga v'yidiyah miyuchedet. That every hour, this person has a new perception, a new understanding. These are the tumim, these are the people who are shalem. Just like their shalom, their years are shalom, which means they find a new time. They always find new ha'aretz, new spiritual lights, because it's always a new creation. There's new opportunities. V'lachein moshchim shefa v'nachal l'chol olam. And that's why the pasuk concludes, v'nachalasam l'olam tiyeh. and their inheritance is forever. Inheritance is milashon nachal, a stream. They're just streams. It flows forever. Shemakashim kol abriya b'shorasho. They connect the entire creation to the roots. V'zeu v'nachalatam leolam tiyeh. And that's what it means. Their inheritance is going to be forever because they're connected to the roots forever. V'gam pirashni kol yom nimshach achar tikun yom shekodem lo. Nitzchir takiyav v'morish tov l'chol ha'olam. And we also explain that every day is drawn after the tikkun, like we said, of the day that's of the previous day. So minza misha matakin yamav, if somebody fixes his days, morish tova l'chol ha'olam. Shai de zeba kol abri l'madrega shalamala mizu kanal. In other words, every day you fix, so then you're making this part of the bria, then the next day is going to be fixed for the bria. And then it's just going to keep going. Keeps flowing. Then it's like a nachal, because you're fixed today, so that fixes tomorrow. Fixed tomorrow, that brings a chadash for the next day. Keeps going to work, keeps going to higher madrigas. We have a big responsibility to elevate the world. Yesh lefarish continues this vasemis in the next piece. Yemei tumimim Shabbos Hashanah v'yom tovim. These yemei tumimim are possibly Shabbos and Yantif. Shem ayam shem be malacha gashmius. These days don't have gashmius tikka malacha. V'chol ma shenase behem and miskasher u'misdabek v'sherish achius. Everything done on these days is connected to the root of life. V'chenik v'yemei tumim. These are complete days because there's no gashmius. Gashmius separates us from Hashem. That's more physical. God isn't physical at all. So by involving pure ruchnius, that connects us to the root, to the source. These are yamei tumimim. Gamruku yamei tumim, Hashem yuchad l'mrak l'sumi yamei derech. These days are also called yamei tumim because they are special to those who are going the complete path. Who are those? V'hem b'nai Yisrael. Shenemar v'ameh kulam tzadikim. In other words, these are days that are complete because they connect you to Hashem. And also, these are the days of the complete people, who are the Jewish people, because it says, Amech Kulam Tzadikim. We're all Tzadikim, we're the people who are Tamim. That's what it means, V'nachalasim L'olam Tiyah, the Nachal is going to be forever, Ki Minei Mizbarachim Kol Shisa Yomin. From Shabbos, the 6 days are blessed, so we do what we're supposed to do on Shabbos. Shabbos is our day, and that blesses the next 6 days. Shabbos is this ischachus, this renewal that's special for the Jewish people. Lechein, so these are days of tumimim, days that are connected to Adaf Gamisol. Why is not allowed to keep Shabbos? Benakel lehitabek bo b'Hashem itbarach, and therefore it's easy to connect to Hashem. Ki ischachus kol yom ulechol abriya. Lechein mesarif bo gashmius, because the renewal every day is for the whole bria, and that makes it gashmiastic because that includes even the goyim. But the ischachus, the renewal of Shabbos, is special for the Jewish people. Kanal, as we said, v'lachein, af she'ein adam mitaken b'chol yom mash tzarich, ayde Shabbos yachol l'ischachus v'lisakin kol yom yeshua. Even though every day we're not necessarily fixing, we're supposed to be fixing, by Shabbos we can come to the ischachus and we can be mitaken all the days of the week. Kanal, as we said. So that's our job. Shabbos, to fix the whole bria. During the week it's more gashmiastic because that's for the goyim as well. Shabbos is a schachus that's special for the Jews, and therefore we have to chap right on Shabbos, these yimei tumimim, and that gives us a blessing all 6 days, and that's going to be leolam. We continue to the next shtickle, b'medrash. Al yidei shishirei seyset tzadik be'amuna yatzim achlal aror levaruch. Originally, Eliezer is called Aror, he's Kenan, but then the Torah calls him Baruch. Baruch Hashem, he's called blessed. So Chazal say that he served Avram Be'emuna, and he's no longer cursed. He's blessed. V'chein b'chol ish Yisrael adi Amuna k'ray l'avod Hashem Yisbaruch Adon kol b'vadi yotzim b'kal or baruch en yuchal otzi k'ol en Avram b'klol. It's moridik. Every person, if he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, Be'emuna, faithfully, he goes from Arur to Baruch, and he can also, interesting, if someone speaks Lashon Arur, he's called Arur. So I guess the tikkun is to serve Hashem faithfully, and then you go into Baruch. You can take all the Nevraim out of this category of being cursed, and you can make them blessed. Because Because the rabbis say that in Galus, every day the klala gets worse. By the Amun Hashem Yisroch, Yachal Hotzi called Dover Levracha. By having Amun and Hashem, we can bring everything to the world of Bracha and take it out of the world of klala of curse. V'isa Eved Maskil Yimshal Beven Mevish. Darshu Chazal Eved Avram. The Medrash, the Pasuk says in Mishlei that a wise Eved rules an embarrassed son. So who's the Eved Maskil? Eliezer over Yitzchak. He was the one who took care of Yitzchak. So that's the Darash al Eved Avram. V'nuchal Afarish, ki bimos hachol nikru avadim v'shabes banim. So the Sfasem always has this categorization, this topology of Shabbos and weekday, as we saw before, see Mitzvah Shem, many other mamarim. And in this context, he says that the weekdays are called Ravadim. Shabbos is a special kiruv, a special closeness. We're called banim. When we call mokom achana l'shabbos u'avodah b'chol, but the achana of Shabbos, of being a ben, is an eved. Eved maskil b'chol, zoch alover l'shabbos. So that's you. A person's an eved maskil. In the end, he'll be moshel b'ven mevish. He'll be zoche to reach that madrega of ben. He'll rule over that madrega of ben, and he'll be close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'vchinas ben. Shabbos tik. Weekday is eved maskil b'chol. Zochalava l'Shabbos. If you're an Eved Maskil during the week, you're a Ben on Shabbos. Shabbos is Elsios Boshes. Yimshel Beven Mevish. Al Yedei She'ovid B'Leiv Shalem U'Mishtokik L'Skashe B'Hashem Yisbroch U'Lahatas Kol HaMaisim Eilav Al Yedei Zochal HaHarkish Gedusha Shabbos Al Yedei Abusha She'mevin She'eno Kedai L'Kabel Shabbos Karoi. So that's the Boshes. The Maskil Beven Mevish. You have to be a Ben Mevish. In other words, Eved Maskil, if a person's an Eved Maskil, if he's Zochet to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Oved B'Lev Shalem, with a complete heart, he's Mishtokek, he has a yearning, a pining, to be Miskasher, to connect to Hashem, and to bring all the Maisim to Hashem, Al Yedei Zeh Zochet LaHargish Kedushat Shabbat. Through this, a person is Zochet to feel the Kedusha of Shabbos. How? Al Yedei Habusha, Shemevin Sheino Kedai LeKabel Shabbos Koroi. Person has to have bush. He said, how can I be Makabal Shabbos? Person has to, it's like going into the Beis HaMikdash. You're already going to the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is the Beis HaMikdash in time. So how do I have to have busha? And that's the Ben Mavish. The Ben who has busha, that's Bechina Shabbos. Ben is Bechina's busha Shabbos. By the Abusha Miskar V'Hashem Yisbarach, person has busha, gets close to Hashem, V'Zorich L'Kedush Shabbos Kanal, V'Zevd Maskil Yimshel B'Ven Mavish. That's what it means, Zevd Maskil. He serves during the week, B'nei Amonos. He's Moshel B'Ven Mavish. Then he rules over this Bechina of Ben. If he has the Busha of Shabbos, how can he go into Shabbos? How is he right for Shabbos? Then he has a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash B'nei Ches Eser Pa'amim, it says Eser Pa'amim B'nei Ches in the Parasha, Ayidei Shebiru Michal Shel Tzadik Neged Aseres Hadibros. So if you're Mevara, the Mekach, the acquisition of a tzaddik, we're Zocha to the Aseres Hadibros. This is a Medrash. There's a lot of discussion what this Medrash means. But the Sfasemis learns a remes. This B'nei Ches 10 times is the 10 commandments about for one who's Mevara, the Mekach of a tzaddik. Who remes l'vnei Yisrael she'zochem levara mikro shel tzaddik chay olamim. This is a remes. Who's the tzaddik? Pashtus Avraham Avinu. But it's a remes to B'nai Yisrael, or a zochet of Mivar, the Mekach, the acquisition of the Tzaddik Hashem, Chai Olamim, the life of the worlds. She B'nai Yisrael meidim b'chol yom, ki L'Hashem Yisbarach ha'olam u'lo. The Jewish people are made every day that the whole world belongs to God. U'konei akol, he owns everything. He created everything. Kavan and Kavonei akol, when you say it in Shemoneh Esrei, he created everything, not just he owns it, that he bought it, but he created in the first place. V'tzachim l'lmod mizeh she'apasuk ma'arich ha'sadeh, v'chol eitz asher b'sadeh. Tzorach Adam L'Haida called Dever Prati Sheyesh Ba'olam L'skasher HaKol B'Hashem Yisbarach. So there's an Arichos in the Psukim about the Sade and the Eitz. Like it says in the Pesuk Yitzayin, it says V'yakum Stei Efron Asher Machpel Asher Lefnei Mamre HaSade V'Ma'or Asher Bo, keeps repeating HaSade HaSade V'Chol HaEitz Asher B'Sade Asher B'Chol Saviv. What's this Peirut? What's this specification for? And the answer is Shetzarach Adam L'Haira called Dever Prati. We have to testify about every specific thing in the world that it's L'skasher HaKol B'Hashem Yisbarach, that it all belongs to God. Next shtickle, Adoni Avi Zikni, my grandfather, Chedushi Arim, Higid Perizar, Kadosh Hazakin, Baba Yomim, Shehebi Mokola, Arat Shailo, Bechol Yomav, Lobotu Menu Yomechot. Beautiful Zohar HaKadosh. He was Baba Yomim. He brought all the days with him. In other words, all the lights of the days. Every single day, Avraham Avinu never wasted a day. If you waste today, you can't make it up tomorrow. There's no makeup. Why not? Because tomorrow has new opportunities. How are you going to make up today? Every hour, you can earn $20. Why am I giving you 20? I love you. I want you to have more. Every hour, you're earning $1,200. You work for a good law firm, Stark. You're billing $1,200 an hour. And then you skip an hour. You skip an hour. So you say, all right, now I'll work 2 hours. 1 hour for the next hour that I have to work, and then another hour for the hour I skip. No! Because that second hour, that could have been, if you would have worked the original hour, then you would have worked 3 hours. Then you would have had $3,600. I only have $2,400. Every hour is a new opportunity. So every day is a new opportunity. We miss a day. Oy vavei. So Avraham Avinu brought with him all of his days. Baba Yomim. Hine kol briyos ha'olam ba'olam hazeh yelalos zman v'teva. The whole creation of the world was to elevate time and nature. Ki ba'olam ha'olam ha'nesham olam ha'olam ha'teva v'azman. U'mikol makom nekrim ha'yomim al shem ha'or. Because in the olam ha'elyon, the neshama is above nature and time. And these days are called days. Al shem or ki or ki tov ekra la'or yom. Perish. In other words, days are called light. Vayaris or kitov, frikar or yom, or is good and or is day. Every day we have new oros. Every day is a day. The definition of day is or new light. Again, light is new spirituality, new spiritual possibilities, new opportunities to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perish HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasin zayidei is gabris adam lahamshich hateva zman lakadusha yanel mizeh od or chadash. If you are mamshich, if you draw teva time. Nature and Zman, time, to the world of Kedusha, that brings this new or to the world. Uperi Zokain, Shekana Chachma. What's Zokain? Zekana Chachma. Shemechin Makom La Chachma, Ki Perish Kinyan, Shemedabik Eilab Chachma, Ki Tosif Kona Akol, Perishu Kain, Vishoresh Lachol Dover. So here this Fasemis is another definition of Kona Akol. Not that he created everything, but he is a Ken. A Ken is Milashan. Nest. He is the nest, he is the root of everything. Zokain. Zeshekana Chachma, like Chazal say, that he is a cane, he is a shorish, he is a root, he is a receptacle for Chachma, because that's what a kinyan is. Kinyan is when you're Kona Chachma, you're medabik yourself, you connect yourself to the Chachma. That's what Kona Akol means. You are the cane, the nest, the shorish, the root of everything. Pchein Misha Makabo, Kol Aretz Yamav Belibo, Vola Yadeh Madrega Acha Madrega, Nikar Shekana Chachma, Shekibel Hayam Eilu. Also, somebody who accepts, receives all the lights of all the days in his heart, and he goes up through them, Majrega Acha Majrega, he is called Shekana Chachma, because he's Makabel these days. That's what? Because he made a nest now for these days. He is now a receptacle for this great divine light. L'cheinik Rezakein Baba Yamim. That's what it means, Avram Zakein Baba Yamim. Zakein is Shekana Chachma, like Chazal say. Kana is a cane, is a nest. Person has to make himself a nest. He has to make himself a receptacle for the Chachma. He has to be medabik himself to the Chachma. And in that way, ba bayamim. Then he's going to come with all of his days. He's going to find a new light in every day. Beautiful. Okay, so I think we've successfully, not that we fully understood, because we understand that this Vasemis is Mamaramar steeps deeply in Kabbalah, and the one trying to give them over is not. So Mimela, we're obviously missing something. For that, we're going to have to learn many more years and a lot of Kabbalah. But on our Madrega, hopefully we were Zoche for the light of the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis didn't write this book from a Kabbalah, he wrote it for us. So he wrote a book steeped in Kabbalah for regular people. I'm talking about myself. I'm a regular person. Maybe you're a great Mekubal. Not one to say. But my sweetest friends, hopefully we were Zoche. The light of this Torah should penetrate ourselves, and that we should be elevated, and I hope that we should continue. Mitzvah Hashem, we have a lot more Mamarim in Chayisara, and then we have told us, Vayetze, we have a lot to learn, and Hashem should just give me the koach, the moach, and the simcha, and the financial means that I should be able to continue. Mitzvah Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, and I thank everyone for listening, and I wish everybody a sweet holy day. Shalom, shalom, beloved friends.